happening? I'm like, I didn't think I was muted. It's like muting on me. Okay, try it again. We'll move on to agenda number 8. This is a Niatex project presentation called No Train, No Gain. Welcome from Whole Health Clinical Group. We have Sarah Harkness and Trisha Schammer. Did I say that right?
Schammer. Close enough.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
All right, I'm just going to share my screen here quick. Sorry.
Thanks for letting us join your meeting today.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome.
All right. Can you guys see our, see my screen?
Yep. Okay. So, like Jen said, my name is Sarah Harkness, and this is Trisha Schomer. We are both clinical compliance coordinators at Whole Health Clinical Group. We have been a part of Niatex for the last several years now, and we personally feel that our projects just get better and better each year. So this year, our project is called No Train, No Gain. So our aim statement was to develop a new and improved multifaceted training and onboarding process to empower new hires to prosper and succeed within the agency. So we created a pre-survey where current employees participated and provided feedback regarding our current training and onboarding program. So 27 employees who have worked for Whole Health from 6 months to several years participated. And on average, they rated the quality of our training as a 3.59. So then we revamped our current program, which we will get into a little bit more detail in just a few slides. We created a post survey. So this time 22 employees participated and they averaged the new program as a 4.27. So as you can see, the employees did see some improvement. On the pre-survey, we asked the staff how well they understood their job duties and what could have been communicated better to them. So a few that stood out to us were remote work, paperwork, and deadlines/organization. Then also on the pre-survey, we asked them what resources would have been beneficial for them to have. Some said step-by-step demonstrations, cheat sheets, or a handbook or something similar. And a quote that stood out to us in the pre-survey regarding what could improve our training was more shadowing experience/mentor type coworker to ask questions to. They generally feel more approachable and provide a lot of support.
So with this information that we collected, these are the steps that we took to improve our onboarding and training program. We created a training program in 3 formats to meet the staff needs: written, oral, and visual. We created welcome videos to get to know the leadership team. We created a universal welcome packet, including get to know your peers section and all of our policies and procedures, a universal training checklist for the leaders and new hires, a supportive onboarding workflow, one-on-one trainings, and a mentorship program. Once the training program was ready to launch, we met with the case management teams and presented the changes, and then we created and launched our first post survey asking how satisfied the staff were with overall changes made to the training program. So as you can see, we're really happy with the results so far, having 0 dissatisfied team members. So what's next? Next, we will continue to review and make changes as needed. It's a new program. There's bound to be bumps in the road. And then we will do an additional post survey in September after the new hires and team members have a chance to utilize the new program. Any questions?
Yeah,
Yeah, so one, nice to see my CFI friends.
Hi, Tish.
In this age and time of workforce, so critical to really spend the time to focus in on how we are onboarding our precious team, and really stay close to them on what resonates, like how they're being onboarded. And I love that you're taking an evidence-based approach, a model to this. I don't know, was this like a grant-funded or how, you know?
No, this is the NIUTEX project that Sarah and I identified during our project last year.
Okay. So
we've been working Perfect. On it for several months.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you looked at on your presentation, like just presenting that visual of like how this all fits together, and then you have a small group, but you're making some really great gains, and stay focused on that, but you still have some people on the fence, like, I'm not sure if this really improved anything. Just really listening to those people, and since you have a small group, like engaging with them and letting them know it's safe, like, hey, give me all the feedback, like what else can we do to improve this, because you were missing like six or so, and those are critical voices in this project, so just tease them out. And then you know, just in my experience, just so important to have great mentors and role models in your workplace, and you know, you certainly, Tricia and Sarah, being them, you know, those daily check-ins, removing the barriers, streamlining their work and making them feel like they're making a difference and feel like their voice is important in their workflow. So kudos to you. I'm just really happy, and since that's where I worked, I just love it so much.
Thank you
so much.
Ken.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Great NIUTEX project. And most of the times we hear about work shortages, and we know that people leave agencies due to not feeling supported. Like, that's one of the number one reasons people leave. And it's really great to see you guys kind of capture that on the front end. And I'm just wondering how this will impact you in the long run as far as like retaining staff, right? And like how many people or employees went through this new process of onboarding and the length of stay versus prior to. And so that'll be something to look at, because we all can learn from that. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're really excited about the support to the staff and really making them feel heard. So continuing to make changes. So we're excited to see what happens at the NIUTEX project in October. And then, of course, carrying this into the following years.
I'd like to thank you for a good NIUTEX project. And do you plan on being at the storyboard in October?
Yeah.
Yep.
Great. Sarah and I will be there.
Okay, super. Thank you. Excellent job.